Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Debbie Meyer. DebbieMeyer.com. Check it out, folks. HSN.com, also where you can find all of her products that she's so geniusly invented and has taken the world by storm. Debbie, thanks again for being here. Debbie's one of the great inventors of our time, folks, and a great entrepreneur. It's an amazing, amazing success story. Still 100% small business in her heart and in her mind, even if her business is global. Debbie, thanks again for being here. Thank you for the time you give us. We appreciate it very much.
Oh, thank you for letting me be with you for over a decade.
That's exactly right. That's right. So wrap us up. Wrap it up for us. We're talking about communicating, folks, how to do a better job, how to know your room. I love what Debbie said. Know your room. Know who you're talking to, who your customers are. What are they like? How can you communicate with them in a relevant way? Because I'll tell you, Debbie, people don't have a lot of time these days. They have just as much time today as we had 100 years ago, but the time they're allotting you has gotten very, very small. And if you can't not only have the right things to communicate, but if you aren't using the right tools, then you're trying to open the door with the wrong key, aren't you?
You bet. That's a perfect way of putting it. And, you know, it's so easy to offend these days as well. You have to be so careful all the time. Someone's going to take offense to you saying hi, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got to be very, very aware. I'm not a big fan of political correctness. However, I understand you have to live in it. So be very concise. Be very clear.
You have to be careful about your humor. I mean, I made a living with jokes back in years and years ago. Back in 40 years ago, you couldn't sell if you couldn't give the purchasing agent a new joke. But today you got to be careful. And I'm not even talking about jokes. I'm just talking about and being self-effacing. That's always been a good strategy whenever you can. But you just have to. Unfortunately, you have to be more careful these days, don't you?
You certainly do, and that's even more reason. And, you know, I think some people think they can get around it with these one-word communications. But actually, those one-word communications are very frustrating. When I want information, I want information. And I want it delivered in real terms, in detail, and in things that are defined. You know, like I said earlier, contracts always define their terms. Who are we when we say this? This is the person we're referring to. When we say this, this is the item we're referring to. So those things are laid out right in the beginning. If you do that in a conversational way or you do it through an email, whatever it is, be concise. And one other tip I have for you, don't throw a lot of things in one communication.
Mm-hmm.
You want answers to several questions, break them up.
You know, one of the things I do whenever I'm trying to, if I'm emailing something to someone, even if I write a letter, which I still do every once in a while, but if I'm sending you an email where it's, and we're doing business and I've got some things I want to point out, maybe I've already got your business. Now we're just working through the delivery. I don't put it in a paragraph. I break it into bullets.
Absolutely.
I number
them. Absolutely. Our
killer.
Nobody reads them.
Yeah. So if you break it down that way, they can pull it out. They can isolate number three and say, "Hey, everything else is good, but what I don't like number three. Can you fix this?"
And the other thing is, you know whether they've answered all your questions without having to go back and read your own email.
That's exactly right. No, that's the power of email. I wrote a piece about that. The email is a fundamental these days. You know, it really is a great way to communicate for all generations. But,
and I still handwrite some notes. I still do it, and I'll often handwrite a thank you note if it's really, you know, a heartfelt thing. And I will do that. And people will actually call me and say, oh, my goodness, it was so lovely to
Everybody receive. Likes getting a handwritten note. I don't care what age they are.
Of course. I mean, I do my best to even send them to my grandchildren so that they recognize. I want the generations under me to actually recognize what handwriting looks like.
Oh, my goodness. What have we come to? Hey, DebbieMeyer.com, folks, is the website. Debbie, we love having you on the show. Come back real soon.
I love being here. Thank you, Jim.
Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best, as you can tell. Don't forget, HSN this weekend. You can see her beautiful face and hear her smart words and see her great products. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.